Maseches Kelayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hay. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Shimon's opinion that they hold that a person does not have the ability to make someone else's produce become usher by one putting his grapevine on his friend's grain. He does not have the ability to do that, and Rabbi Yasi argued on the Chachamim's first opinion that held that one does have the ability to do so. So the Mishnah brings that Rabbi Yasi himself brought a proof. I'm Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi said, Ma'isa bi'echad, it one time happened with a person, Shazara es karmei b'shvias, he planted zraim, other vegetable plants, in his vineyard on Shvias, on the Shemitah year. And on the Shemitah year, one does not have the ownership of his property. Whatever is the produce that grows is hefker. It's ownerless and can be taken by anyone. And he planted other produce in the vineyard, which in a sense is planting other species in a vineyard that doesn't belong to him. And he's making a mixture of kelayim on a vineyard that doesn't really belong to him. This story came before Rabbi Akiva for a ruling. Va'amar, and he said, Rabbi Akiva paskin that a person cannot make something that's not his become prohibited, and he won't be able to make the vineyard become prohibited. So this was a proof to Rabbi Yasi's opinion that one does not have the ability to make someone else's produce or vineyard prohibited through kelayim. Although we mentioned last time that in the previous Mishnah, the Rav said we do not paskin like Rabbi Yasi's opinion. Mishnah Vav. Ha'anas Shazar es Akarim. Ha'anas is a robber that took control over someone else's land, and he planted Zorayim, produce, other vegetables in the Karim in a vineyard. And V'yatzim Lofanav, and then at some point in time, he left the property and it came back to the original ownership. Now the original owner showed up in his field that was planted with kelayim by the robber. So the halacha is, this Mishnah is going with the opinion of Rabbi Yasi that it does not become kelayim automatically because by planting the other produce in the vineyard, because it was not done by the owner. A non-owner cannot make the vineyard become kelayim. So this person, now the owner, when he gets back control over the land, the Mishnah says, Kaitzrei afilu b'mayid. He should harvest the produce even during Chol HaMoed. He should remove it right away. Even though on Chol HaMoed we don't generally work, unless it's a davar avid, if it's something that's considered a potential financial loss. So over here, the Rav says, either it was because of Maris Ayin, that it shouldn't look bad to the people, that it looks as if he has kelayim in his field. So for Maris Ayin, the fact that it looks bad to other people, that would allow him to take it out on, to hire workers and take it out on Chol HaMoed. Or he brings a second opinion that potentially it had the ability to grow 1/200th on Chol HaMoed itself, and it would become aser, it would become forbidden by sustaining the kelayim growth in his field, so that was considered a davar avid, something that would cause him a financial loss, and he was allowed to, on Chol HaMoed, harvest and take out the produce that was planted in his vineyard. Ad kama hu nesin lepoilim, how much is he required to increase above the going rate for the hired workers to get hired workers at a speedy rate? How much does he have to increase the rates and pay a higher amount for these workers in order to quickly remove the kelayim from his field? The Mishnah says, Ad Shalish, up to additional third. The Rav has two opinions. What does third means? Either it means a third more of the going rate for workers, or it means a third of the value of the produce of the vineyard in his field, in his vineyard, that's going to become forbidden to benefit if he retains the kelayim in his field. So one third of that potential loss of the vineyard that he's going to lose over here by the sustaining kelayim, that much he would have to increase to hire workers to remove the kelayim immediately. But Yasser Mikan, if it's going to cost him more money than that to get workers down immediately, then Keitzer Kedarka Vahelech. He's not required then to pay more than that, and he should harvest it Kedarka at his own pace. And he should go along as fast as he can at his own pace without hired help. Even if it's going to require him to delay and not finish removing the kelayim until after the moed, after the yontif is over, he's not required to pay more than that extra shlish, that extra third. The Mishnah now goes to a little bit of a separate halacha. Me'imasai hu nikra anis. At what point in time does the land actually become called the ownership of the anis, of the robber that took it over, in order that he should be able to create kelaim? When does someone who steals property become the actual owner for creating kelaim? So the Mishnah says, Mishi Yishka, when it becomes forgotten, the original, the identity of the original owner, when it's no longer remembered as the original owners, and everybody now remembers it as belonging to the one who's present on the land now, at that point and onwards, he's considered the one in control, that if he plants kelaim, it will become kelaim.